Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the greatest show on earth.
You got it.
With all due respect.
The crowd goes crazy.
Crowd goes wild. Get the little soundtrack. And hi, everybody. My name is Rick Wright. I'm on the East Coast, and it is now officially 4 o'clock. On the West Coast, I'm joined by my partner in crime, brother from another mother, amazing poet, writer, videographer, husband, furry father, man on a men's team, impeccable with his word, author, and all-around good guy, Jim Ellis. Jimmy, how are you?
Good. You forgot Scorpio, Miami Dolphins fan, and Kings nut. But, yes, I'm doing good. Thank you for that. Oh, yeah, no worries. I know you're done with the football and all. But, yeah, you're good. How's your day going?
It's going great. It's, you know, my wife had, their school had something go on there, so she didn't have to go to school today. So she was home when I woke up this morning, which was nice. And the weather's been amazing out here on the East Coast. It's literally like San Diego weather. And it's going to continue through the weekend. So just,
that's cool.
Yeah, excited. Business is good. Things are good. Health is good. A little head cold, but fuck it. No big deal. Don't stop me.
Right on. Yeah, I've.
How you doing, man? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I mean, I'm stretching now. I'm doing a special event a week from tomorrow, an event on October 28th, which is really putting myself out there. You know, anytime you put yourself out there, like, hey, I'm doing this thing. It's super valuable. No, really, it is. No, really, and I'm really a great facilitator. No, really, really, I am. And although all that's true, man, you know, if you have any other voice besides, you know, any other voice that might put yourself down inside yourself, when you put yourself out there, or when I put myself out there, it kind of, you know, trickles up here and there. And I just have to say, excuse me, I'm trying to put on an event here. Thank you. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm going through that process where putting myself out there, inviting participants to do some healing work on the 28th with the breath work. And, you know, it's just a process, man, you know. It's pretty,
yeah.
I get my own healing out of it, you know, even if I'm the only one. No, there'll be participants, but it's definitely a process for myself.
yeah, well, listen, man, if that's where the growth comes. You know, that's where, listen, you're living life, you're feeling it. That's good stuff.
Yeah, definitely in the game. You know? I know, I only get really, I think, fearful and upset when I'm not in the game, you know. It's like I'm just kind of like coasting. That's when it's like, uh-oh, wait a minute. But when you're, engaged in the process of expansion, then you're definitely have a different kind of anxiety or different kind of fear, but it's not the fear of like it's just different. It's just like more like nervousness, which has excitement underneath it, rather than fear, which has like dread underneath it. You know, so.
Yep.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I know what I'm actually in that. I'm in that little space. I'm in that like,
huh?
Not coasting space, but it's just like, you know, I what I've asked for from the universe. Like I pretty much got, because it's even, you know, my mind is like, don't say you got it. You know, I got it. You know, I wake up when I want. You know, years ago I said I want to wake up on my own terms. And you know what? I do that, and I've been doing that for a while. Business is good. I get reoccurring, you know, money and shit like that. Health is good. My relationship's good. Like I get in my head where like, yeah, you're not doing enough. You know. What's the next thing? What, you know? And then I say to myself, I'm like, I asked for what I got. Am I being a dick by not just being grateful and saying thank you, universe, and just enjoying it? Or do I just, you know, need to continually push myself? And it's not like I'm not doing, like, you know, looking inward and taking, you know, and looking at myself, it's just, I don't know, I guess it would be like professional or business or whatever you want to talk about. You know, I just, you know, things are good. So like I every now and then those monkeys come in and get me on that. Like, what are you going to do? You know, what are you doing?
Has that voice of, you're not doing enough, which I've had that voice. Is that voice ever soothed, or is that doesn't matter what you've done? It's never enough.
Well, what I do is I use the tools, and I just snap back to just gratitude. You know, gratitude for me is like, you know, it's like a shot of, you know, elixir, like medication. You know, just I go, oof, gratitude, bang, there it is. Then, you know, I just go into that, and I just sort of snap my mind back out of it. You know, but I'm looking at possibly doing some content now for my business and sharing the gift and making it more of a higher purpose. But then, you know, I'm still working on it. So I understand how you feel, and I'm proud of you that you're taking this on. And if there's anything I can do, let me know.
Well, I appreciate you clicking interested on the Facebook event because I think the more, you know, clicks that are on events, I think it helps. I mean, even
it
though
does.
It's like, I mean, I don't know how you're going to swing the whole flight. Like, who's going to pick you up at the airport? You know, your flight from Jersey to San Diego.
Well, I have no intention of going.
I know. Dude, come on, play with me. It's a joke.
I mean, don't worry about that, man. That's no problem for me. Logistics are no problem. Uber, I already got it worked out. Flying to San Diego. I got the Uber already lined up. All good, man. I'll see you at the event. Looking forward to it. Bringing 10 friends.
There. It's no problem. I love it. Yeah. Well, don't forget your pillow and blanket. That's important for this event, believe it or not.
Yes.
But good. All right. Cool. That's all set. So you think we should jump into this?
I don't know. I think we should talk about my opening. I thought that was epic.
That was, yeah. Were you doing like a Barker kind of thing?
I don't know. It just hit me like 5 minutes before the show. And it's like, why don't we just like I picture like our, like, if we had like, you know, an endless budget and like all this cool shit to do, like all, like how cool it would be to just do something like crazy, like, you know, like a monster truck event announcer, you know, Friday, welcome to the show with, you know, the greatest show on earth. Rick Ryan, boom, boom, you know, shit blowing up in the back. And
we should do, well, there's no reason we can't record something. I'm even looking at this on the studio board. There's something called audio clips. And, yeah, we could have that audio clip. I could just click that button, and we could start with that.
Yeah, how cool would that be, man?
Your voice sounded really great there. Do you have a way of recording it? We could do a great intro. Friday, that's good. I like that.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Listen, I could figure it out. If I do it on my phone and make a voice memo and then send it in a text or an email and then upload it. Done.
Yeah,
just figure it out. Right here. Right here in the air.
I did have a audio clip that I uploaded for another show. And it's not here right now. I wanted to play it. It's just basically laughter, like a laugh track. So every time somebody says something funny, I could just click that button. But it's not. I don't see it right here right now. Darn it.
Do you have any – can you put us in echo, like, so that we sound like a little bit more professional? Like we're in studio or something. You know, like the old – like the golden oldies stations. I don't know if you guys had them out there. Like we have like golden oldies. Like the 50s and the 60s, the doo-wop stuff. And those DJs, every time they come on, it's not like they're in a fucking cave, you know? So much echo. And
yeah.
It's so douchey, but for us, it'd be like, it'd be cool. Like, we'd make douchey cool. That could be our tagline. Making douchey cool.
That would be cool. But I'll see if I can get some of these other sounds uploaded. I don't know. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
So you don't want to talk about the topic, huh? Is this one of those
sensitive topics? Yeah, come on, it's a topic. No, we'll talk about it. Me too. We'll talk about. Listen, I thought about a time where I was, you know, doing my phone work. I was a phone technician. I was under a desk, and And, you know, a woman came up behind me and just started fondling my ass.
You were under your desk? Wait, I'm trying to picture this.
I was fixing a jack underneath the desk, underneath someone's desk.
Oh, okay.
I was laying on my stomach. And she just started fondling my ass. And
all right,
so I turned around and said, "Hey, can I get your number?"
So you too could be, you as well could be posting the hashtag Me Too, which, I mean, we should announce what the show's about, because right now all we've done is talk about silly stuff and then somebody grabbing your ass. So I think we should just let people know.
I'm still being silly a little bit. So if you want to go into the other stuff, it's like, you know what it is? It's like when the at Mary Poppins, when like the kids start coming down off the ceiling.
Oh yeah.
But, you know, and that song, they love to laugh, and then like you're like Mary Poppins now, like telling us we got to go, kids. And everybody's like that. Oh, that's so sad. And then everybody's floating down. Then they leave.
That's right. I don't know why this can't be a lighthearted. Why can't this be a lighthearted laughing topic? Basically what we're talking about, folks, just so you know, it's the hashtag MeToo, which is out on social media now, following the whole Harvey Weinstein. Talk about funny. Following the whole Harvey Weinstein, the Hollywood mogul, who I guess has been fondling himself in front of other actresses because he could.
Say allegedly
reported.
So we don't get sued?
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Reportedly, allegedly. Because we're still a nation of laws where I guess somebody's supposed to go to court and figure all this out rather than hearsay. But he's admitted some of this. I don't know. What has he admitted? He's admitted a few things. But anyway, following that whole thing, there was an actress that put out the idea, hey, why don't we do a hashtag Me Too? And then every woman who's either been raped, sexually abused, or sexually harassed can say Me Too. And then we'll see what kind of prevalence this has. Now, have we lost the lightheartedness yet, or is it still?
Now I have.
Are you sad?
I'm not sad. But I feel like I have to come in and say, sexual abuse and anything that is inappropriate to women is very upsetting to me, and that's truth. And I just want to say that so. It's not sad, but now we're into serious mode, so let's continue to be serious. I'll do my best, because it's Friday afternoon.
Right.
We're going to see
well,
the Rock
actually,
and Connor picture show later tonight, in a play, the Rocky Horror Picture Show in New Hope, New Jersey.
That's kind of like a roller coaster, the ups and downs, so you'll be laughing again tonight.
Yep. So, all right. So, what do you got, man? Where you at on this?
Well, the first thing is, I guess, to acknowledge, you know, how horrible, you know, horrific sexual abuse is, and not, you know, on women, of course, on men and on boys. Just to acknowledge that, like, just get that out of the way. Just like, yes, that is the absolute truth. And it's affected pretty much everybody. I don't know. Maybe I'm projecting, but I know it affected my family. It affected me.
Okay.
You know, I think the legacy of women in my family have had their, you know, horrible experiences. And sons, I think sons carry the pain if their moms have been abused. And I had to do a lot of healing work around it for myself because I became aware of it. And it's just, it's dreadful, right? It's horrible. At the same time, I believe the hashtag phenomenon, the Me Too, I don't know. I guess on one level, I know it's good to have people step up and say, this happens to me. And to get some compassion, like that's important. I think that's what it is. I think it's a cry out for compassion at the highest level to look at it, like it's some empathy and compassion for people who've been through some, you know, traumatic times in this arena.
Yeah.
What I don't like about it, and I'll let you comment or like ask questions about it, whatever. I don't want to keep rambling, but what I don't like about it is it's too general. It's like, me too. You too what? Like, you too, you knew Harvey Weinstein? Or you too that you've been sexually abused or raped? Or you've been harassed? And once you go into this general idea that someone, you know, female is saying, I've been sexually harassed, who knows? Maybe it's like somebody just like said, hey, you want to go out? Oh, you're harassed. I mean, it's, to me, it's just so general that it kind of loses its poignancy. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It does.
And here's the thing. Like you said, it's like nowadays it's so amazing with technology and social media. You know, we're literally talking about a pound sign with two words mushed up after it. Like 4 years, 5 years ago, you'd be like, what the fuck is it? No one even knew what that is. Now, you know, now it's, we're having a show on it. So, you know, there is, you know, I think it's a couple things. I think it's definitely sexual abuse awareness. I think that it definitely came out of this Harvey Weinstein investigation. I'm looking on, of course, you know, I'm on doing my stuff online, and apparently Louis C.K. is now somehow caught up in this, or, you know, or it's,
oh.
I guess it's, you know, if something came, you know, I don't know. Is it coming out? It says, you know, there's a bunch of things where it says, is it coming from Louis C.K.? I don't know. But like you said, it's so general. And, you know, you know, there's been this thing with men in America and really, you know, having them as toxic abusers. I was in, I know you guys are having a leadership meeting out there in San Diego or California or LA or something, somewhere in your state. And I remember being a part of a circle up on a, you know, on a Saturday night, and there was men there, and it was 10, we were 10 men in a circle. Eight out of those 10 men were abused as kids. And I was just blown away. I was like, fuck. And then, like, you know, I think also too, I don't know if it's still in play or intact, but our organization, Mentor, Discover, Inspire, we were one of the causes, or the cause that we took on was to end abuse. So it was, you know, for me, it was mind boggling. I was not one of those men, and I was, you know, but I look back in my life. I do look back in my life, and there's probably been some things that happened to me that another thing is too, it's like I don't want to dwell on anything that's ever happened to me in my past and take on a victim mentality. So,
right.
You know, so there's that piece of it too, you know? But you know, yeah, it's definitely out there. It's an unfortunate thing. It sucks how it, you know, it's the whole big Harvey Weinstein thing. But it's my hope that out of all this, something good comes out of it, you know, where people understand more and less women, men, you know, humans, you know, abuse each other that way. And
right.
That's my hope. And now,
it's
now I'm
like,
fucking very serious. Now I'm in a very serious mode. Very serious.
Well, I think it's awareness is great. Awareness is great. Like, let's wake up. But it's always been there. Maybe I've always known about it because of the circles I run, the healing circles, you know, and
yep.
Even the men's division. I was part of that, one of the main leaders of that cause of ending abuse, you know, the cause that MDI took on. So always been aware of it. So it's no big surprise to me. And even the Hollywood thing. The casting couch, that's a phrase for a reason. Somebody even said, that's been around since Shakespeare's time. I mean, it's nothing new. It's just that now it's getting all this attention. And the hope is that it leads to a lot of healing and awareness. Mm. Rather than, my concern is that it becomes another fucking divisive topic where women can bash men or men can point fingers at women. It's like, damn it, we don't need another divisive topic, you know?
Yeah.
So I have a concern about that, me too. So I like to see that, you know, some men are out there commenting about their, you know, there's a man from MDI. I'm looking at his post here right now. He was abused by his stepfather. So it's definitely out there. The best post I saw was a man who can't believe he did this. It's amazing. He just decided just to let it all hang out, and he posted where he was on both sides of the equation about sexual harassment or crossing the line. And he just it's all out there. Like, but he did both sides, right? So it feels more balanced. It's like, okay, here's where I push the, you know, push myself on someone. Here's where somebody pushed themselves on me. It's like, now it feels complete. Instead of me too, like, yeah, you're saying, I'm a victim, me too, and men, bad men. Instead, it's like, well, case by case basis. Let's see what's going on, and let's take care of it. Or, you know, let's heal it on a case by case basis feels best. So, so you've actually had somebody, like, but for you, you didn't feel like you were harassed, like if somebody's grabbing your ass at work or whatever?
Nah, listen, that was I have been, here's the thing, like, I don't think of it as anything. When I was younger, my other career was a telephone repairman for, like, business systems and voicemails and different stuff. And it was bigger systems, and it was a good gig. But I used to, you know, interact always with the, you know, the people in the front of the office. And then I used to have to go do repairs. And every, you know, I would definitely be doing different things in my, during my day-to-day stuff. And I definitely heard things behind me. So, but, you know, I'm not going to even acknowledge that because, you know, I've seen women walking down the street in front of me, around me, whatever, attractive women. And I can't believe the attention that they get and the comments that they get. So, you know, a couple little things here and there on when I was working, it's nothing. It didn't make me feel uncomfortable. I didn't get pissed off. I didn't run out of there, you know, embarrassed or anything like that. I really, you know, the major thing is just how some, and this is what my experience was when I watched this, was men just feeling like they had to say something to somebody or a voice like, you know, like, hey, you know, I work in Trenton, the city of Trenton. So I just see like a lot of, you know, guys saying, hey girl, you know, hey, what's up? Hey, where are you going? You know, I'm baffled. Like they're absolutely just two strangers walking toward each other and they're just like trying to chat them up. And, you know, most of the time the women are just like, they don't have nothing to do with it. They just want to keep walking. You know, and some, you know, one guy's like, how are you going to do that? Like, why are you going to do that? Like, what do you mean, why are you going to do that? She's going somewhere. Like, she might have a boyfriend. She might be, you know, you don't have no idea what's going on. So I do believe that there is, like, for humans, you know, everybody should be able to have their own space. And, you know, and if they're looking to, you know, meet people, talk to people and stuff like that, there's a forum for that. Not just walking out down the street. I'm just giving one example. There's probably fucking billion examples, but... You know, again, it comes down to, I think what it's coming down to is just humans being human to each other, you know, and there's a good element to people and there's an evil element to people. And it's my hope someday that, you know, the majority of everybody on this planet, you know, shifts over to good and not evil, you know, or predominantly good for, you know, in their lives. And trust me, you know, I'm a good person. I'm a good human. My mind sometimes gets the best of me. And, you know, especially after I was telling you a little bit about what I went through last night with the freeholders meeting, you know, I get angry and I have these fantasies of, you know, of being physical and I don't act on them. You know, but I think it's just a part of the human nature. And you know, it's unfortunate because I think some people do act on it. And that's, you know, like these nut jobs, with these mass shootings, you know.
Right. But, you could have the anger, but and you want to maybe like beat someone up internally, but you also have another conscience, another part of you that say, okay, what's the right action here? Where some people might not have that. Yeah, definitely. What comes to mind too is, I remember, because you're talking about women maybe getting catcalls and things like that. I was walking in San Diego downtown, and I saw a friend of mine I hadn't seen in a long time, a female friend, but I couldn't remember her name. Her name is Abby. I'm like, but I couldn't remember it. I'm like going, hey. She's like walking, crossing the street a little bit of a distance. Yeah. I'm going, hey. I'm just like trying to say, hey. I couldn't remember her name. She looks over and goes, go fuck yourself. She's like, go fuck yourself. And I'm like, it's been a while since I've seen her. And I'm like, now I'm going internal. And I'm looking inside myself. I'm going, I'm like totally doing an inventory of everything I've ever said to her my entire life. I'm like, why is she so mad at me? And then she walks a little bit further. And then she turns around and goes, Jim? Because she didn't recognize me because, you know, at a little bit of a distance. And I go, she goes, oh. She goes, you have no idea how many times I get, you know, men, you know, just treating me like shit as I'm just walking down the street. So she was just reacting to that. I'm like, oh. So that gave me like an insight into, you know, the woman's world where, you know, even with somebody shows another, like, go fuck yourself. It comes from somewhere, you know. So all the dudes who are like, I don't know, pushing themselves in certain ways like that, and even worse, you know, they should maybe they should learn a little bit about honor. Maybe join a men's circle and, you know, find some conscience there. But
I can't believe, you know, I've never done that. So because you know why? I know it doesn't fucking work. It's like it's like if you want to just like piss a woman off.
Right.
Call at her, be bitter, you know, do like some shitty shit, and you know you're gonna get probably that same reaction, you know, of the bird or go fuck yourself or you know, a pissed off face or you know just something like that. I did get a very dismissive look, and it's so funny, it stuck with me. I was riding my motorcycle through this very small town, and there was like a wedding going on, and there was women walking there with their dresses on. So they're on the other side of the road, and I'm going, my motorcycle's a little loud. My one motorcycle's a little loud. So I go by her, and I'm looking at her, and it seemed like she got upset that I was even looking at her. I was definitely looking at her, but I didn't, like, beep or anything. Like, I didn't do it, like, you know what I'm saying? I was just looking at her. And you know what? She's a pretty woman. She's dressed for, you know, the event. And I said to myself, she probably just fucking constantly has people breaking her ass, you know, and saying shit to her. And it's got to, you know, at a certain point, it probably goes from like it's flattering, you know, a couple times, and then, you know, then it becomes a pain in the ass. And then, I don't know. And then there might be some women out there that are like, you know, I'd love to have someone catcall me because, you know, make me, you know, I don't know, feel better, but. It'd be flattering. I guess it's a form of flattery if someone, a stranger, acknowledges your, you know, your appearance. But I guess there's a, not I guess, there's a way to, there's a way to do it, and there's a place and time to pursue that. That's
right,
why
and you got to have, some sensitivity and some awareness, like you're saying, about like when and where, like know when and where. And I imagine they know it's not going to work anyway, so they're doing it probably for not the best reasons. They're probably maybe even mad at women. To do something that's going to fail, that's going to upset a woman, I'm imagining you're not exactly on their side, you know. So there's some bullshit from men who are doing that anyway. I wanted to mention one situation, a kind of a double standard kind of thing. Or maybe that's just the way life is because men and women are different. But I had an experience, you said you were grabbed, you know, at work. I had an experience where I was on the phone with a coworker, and she says on the phone, why don't you grow some balls and ask me out, right? Grow some balls and ask me out. So that was her approach, you know. Now, this day and age, like if I said something, man, you know, actually I don't even know what the other phrase would be, but, you know, it just doesn't work. You can't do that according to sexual harassment. Right? However, when I was years later, I was innocently talking to this one woman, it was like at work, and I'm like, hey, do you want to join this marathon group I'm starting? I'm going to run a marathon. You seem pretty athletic, you have strong legs. I know, but that was it. All I had to do was say, I didn't say anything about, you know, boobs or ass or anything. I just mentioned like strong legs, like you seem like a runner. Like somehow it came up that way. Well, yep. I got so much shit. She told all these people I'm in all this trouble, whereas somebody who could say, grow some balls, like, oh, that's fine, yeah, you can do that, or grab Rick's ass, yeah, you know. It just seems kind of funny how that works sometimes. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Where are we at?
Close, 129. Right? We were close. So.
Yeah, of course.
I guess my hope is, even when I'm sharing that story, I guess part of me is wanting some understanding. So anyone out there, all the Me Tours, I believe they just want some understanding, some empathy, some compassion. Let's not make it a divisive phenomena. Let's do what Rick says. Like, you know, looking at the goodness of people and go towards that and not maybe listen to other voices. So I like that idea. So there you go. Can we get back to the – are you going to be okay? Are you going to be able to get back into the laughing mode, floating on the ceiling thing?
Yeah, I'm going to get back into it in a second, man. I'm just going to go and work out. I can do it, man. Then I'm going to see Rocky Horror, so I'm looking forward to that. And then the Yankees tonight, man. Let's go Yanks. Come on, root for the Yanks.
Oh,
so we can
wow.
have a East-West thing going here.
Oh, definitely. I love the Dodgers. You're a Yankee fan. Let's see how that turns out. Everyone have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Check us out on Facebook, With All Dude Respect. We'll see you next Friday. Take care, Rick.
Later.
Out.